This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World Health Organization officials said Friday the arrival of COVID-19 vaccines should not tempt countries to relax efforts to fight the pandemic. The WHO's top emergency expert, Dr. Mike Ryan, told an online briefing that the world is far from through with the coronavirus.
We should not waste the hope that vaccines bring. We should not waste the precious gift the vaccines will bring by dropping our guard in other areas. It's really, really important.
Meanwhile, the head of the WHO-led mission to Wuhan, China, Peter Ben-Embarek, said that the findings of the mission investigating the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19 are expected in March. In a historic visit to Iraq, Pope Francis delivered a message of hope to the country's dwindling Christian community following years of unrest and amid a devastating pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pope Francis says only if we learn to look beyond our differences and see each other as members of the same human family will we be able to begin an effective process of rebuilding and leave to future generations a more humane world. Speaking to a large audience of dignitaries, he urges Iraqis to value their religious minorities and consider them a precious resource to protect, not an obstacle to eliminate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A suicide car bomb killed at least 20 people and injured 30 others late Friday in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group seeks to overthrow the Somali government and establish